The sermon title today is Listen, Do You Hear It? And I really wanted to speak today about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I told you to come back this week because I was going to tell more about it. But you're going to have to come back next week, okay? But I think if I did that, I would be getting ahead of where God wants us to be. For many today, this will be a review, and I understand that. We first need to learn about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Second, who the Holy Spirit is, what He does in the believer's life. As a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus today, do you know the same Jesus that walked this earth, that led His disciples and taught them and comforted them, is living in your life through the living witness and the power of the Holy Spirit today? Amen. So turn with me to John chapter 14. The Gospel of John in chapter 14. In John chapter 14 and verse 15, and we're going to keep, we might leave John 14, but we're going to keep coming back to it. So if you want to save your place. But in verse 15, it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and what and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me, he will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, make our home with him. And he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you will rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I." The living witness of Jesus Christ dwells in our lives through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and there's too many Christians that never connect with it. This all happens in each born-again believer's life. So if you say today, I have accepted Jesus by faith, I have believed in my heart, I have confessed with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, he is my Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, without a shadow of a doubt, you have the Holy Spirit living within your life. Okay. So turn with me, well, we won't turn here, but I'm going to read some scriptures off to you. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." John 3:3, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now turn back to John chapter 1 and verse 12. We'll come back to 14, but go with me to John chapter 1 and verse 12. So John 1 and verse 12. In verse 12 it says, "For but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were not born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but what? But of God." John 3:3 says, Jesus told Nicodemus, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So how am I born again? Well, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, so you will be saved. Now turn with me to John chapter 7 and verse 37. John 7 and verse 37. In John 7 and verse 37, on that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now you're going to find out a difference here and see a difference here. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, automatically the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of Jesus, comes to indwell within your life. Automatically. You don't have to ask for it. He gives it to you because of your faith in the Lord Jesus. But we also see that the baptism of the Holy Spirit had not yet come yet, because that's something that is not freely given, but it's something you ask for, something you seek, something you desire, that God is not only going to teach you, he's not only going to love you, he's not only going to comfort you, but he is going to fill you with power. Amen. And that's what happened to me in my own life. That's what God has done in my life to share with you today. It's beautiful that today we had a message and we had an interpretation. And I have no doubt that you're probably one of the very few churches in this whole county that had that happen within their midst today. Because there are so many people and so many churches that are dead today because they're living on their own strength, they're living on their own power of what they can accomplish, what they can do. And the church today in America, the church at Crossroads Gospel Church, it needs the power of God. It does not need man. It needs God. So Nicodemus says, Jesus told Nicodemus, I say unto you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then we read here in John chapter 7, and through that born again experience or salvation experience, you will have rivers of living water flowing out of your life into other lives around you. Verse 39, and what are these rivers of living water? The Spirit of the living God that is flowing out to your from your life to others. And what is the Spirit revealing? The truth of Jesus, the truth of Christ to other people. So, Pastor, are you telling me, since I have accepted Jesus, I have the living presence of Jesus living in my life through the Spirit? And I'm telling you today, yes, he is. So let's go back to John 14. John 14, and we'll look at some examples. In John 14, we go back to verse 15. Verse 15 says this, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he's going to do what? He's going to give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Jesus Christ, when you accepted him, came to indwell within your life through the Spirit of God. That's why we see that the Lord Jesus told the people, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as orphans. I will bring a comforter into your life. He will teach. He will abide. He will comfort. And he will lead you just as Jesus led the disciples. The Lord Jesus that led the disciples on this earth when he was walking this earth, you have that same Jesus that's willing to lead you and guide you and direct you and comfort you, if only you will listen to him and ask him to do that. Amen. The church is not without power today if we turn on the power, if we tap into the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is not a ghost. and he is not an it. He is the third person of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image." The Holy Spirit was there at the time of creation. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are in perfect harmony. The Holy Spirit indwelling in your life is in perfect harmony with God. What did Jesus tell the disciples when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane? He says, "I want you to pray with me." He says, "The flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." We see that in Galatians chapter 5, there's a conflict. I cannot do the things that I would do. I do the things I don't want to do. Why? It's because I'm walking in the flesh and I'm not walking in the spirit. If you walk in harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to be in harmony with the Father, and he's going to do things through your life that are amazing if you will only listen, if you only let him do it. Too many times we think that we're on our own hook. I'm going to make my decisions. I'm going to do my will. I'm going to go where I want. I'm going to do what I want. And what you have just done is you've let Jesus sit over here and you've gone and done your own thing. We need to turn to the Lord Jesus. If you want a better marriage, you need to tap into Jesus. You need to seek the direction of the Holy Spirit. If you want to have better relationships with people, then tap into the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Let the Holy Spirit direct you. Let the Holy Spirit comfort you when you're sad, when you're discouraged, when you are going to make a decision about something. I don't make any decision until what? Until I pray about it and get direction from the power of the Holy Spirit. All of us should be doing that. But too many times we are not doing that. The Holy Spirit was there at the time of creation. He's in perfect harmony. You want to be in harmony with God? You want to be blessed by God? You want to be in a position where you can be blessed by God? Then walk with the presence of the Holy Spirit that is in you. According to the Scripture, now listen to this, according to the Scripture, the Holy Spirit, he speaks, he prays, he teaches, he works miracles, he can be resisted, he commands, he forbids. The Holy Spirit is the spotlight in your life that reveals Jesus. So think about it this way. Have you ever been in a really dark room? I mean, I've been in 3M before when the lights went off and you could go like this and you could not even see your hand. And I'm sure that you've all experienced that at one time or another. And then when the light comes on, it reveals whatever is in that room at that time. Jesus is in your life. Jesus is with you all the time. I don't care where you're going. I don't care what you're doing. Jesus is there with you, but you don't see him. What the Holy Spirit does is he's the spotlight that turns on the revelation of Jesus Christ that is in your life. And all of a sudden, there you are, Jesus. There you are to help, to guide, to direct, and to lead me. That is the dwelling within your life. Look at John 14 and verse 16. Verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever." Verse 17, he says this, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him," what? "For he dwells within you and will be in you." Verse 18, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." Who's saying that? The words of red. It's Jesus. Jesus is going to come to you through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Are we not orphans but comforted by Jesus through the Holy Spirit? Verse 20 says this, "And at that day you will know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you." Verse 21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him," and what? "I will manifest myself to him." In the New Living Translation, it says, "reveal myself to him." Look at what the Holy Spirit wants to do in each one of our lives today. Verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another He will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever." verse 25 and verse 26. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I am standing here today as a preacher of the gospel because of the Holy Spirit. This church is here today because of the Holy Spirit. You're here today because of the Holy Spirit. He is a teacher, the equipper, the Comforter, the power of the living God, and every believer needs him, and every believer needs to call on him. Every church has to have him. We cannot survive as a believer or as a church body without him. And too many churches today are saying, look at what we have done, rather than saying, look at what God has done. Most churches wouldn't know the Holy Spirit if he hit them in the head. If you're doing church without the power of and leadership of the Holy Spirit, saints, you are just playing church. Amen. And you've all been in them. I pastored them. They didn't want the presence of the Holy Spirit. When the presence of the Holy Spirit was falling during a worship service, somebody would interrupt it. They would step in there and do something. All they were doing is being vessels for Satan because they didn't want to allow God to move in their service. They wanted to be in control. They wanted to be in power. And most churches in America today, saints, they're playing church. They want two songs. They want a sermon that touches their heart, maybe touches their mind. Walk out the door and say, yep, I've done it today. I went to church. I did what God wanted me to do. No, they're not doing what God wants them to do, because he wants us to allow the Holy Spirit to reign in our lives, and he wants us to allow the Holy Spirit to reign in our church. Too many churches are playing church because too many Christians are playing church. I pastored some. It's about us, what we are doing. Our format. I'm in control. Turn to Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to guide, to direct, and to lead in every aspect of your life. You're going to buy a new car? Then pray about it. Seek the Lord's direction. Gain his peace and his comfort over that. You've got a decision that you need to make. You need to be turning to Jesus. If you're having problems in your marriage, you need to listen to the Holy Spirit. What did I say earlier? The Holy Spirit is in perfect harmony with God. And if you're leading, being led by the Holy Spirit that's in perfect harmony with God, you will treat your wife, you will treat your spouse as God wants you to. In every aspect of your life, are you listening? What is Jesus letting and telling you right now? Last week I said, I don't want you just to hear what I have to say. I want you to feel it. Feel it in your heart, that it touches your life. If I am not touching your life by the power of the Holy Spirit that is resonating out to you, then I am not doing my job. Pray, get a leading direction. Make sure, does it line up with God's Word? Read His Word, then listen. Pray, and then listen. Do you pray, and do you listen to God? Do you read His Word, and do you listen to God? The Holy Spirit wants to guide you, teach you, train you, lift you up, expand the truth of the glorious gospel in each and every one of our hearts, transforming us into the very image of Jesus. Two last scriptures, and we're going to close. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. Got to come back next week. It's a way to keep you here, isn't it? Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that has an ear, a spiritual ear, that you're listening and you're in tune. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Verse 29, same chapter, chapter 2. In verse 29 it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Church, we need to tune in to the Lord. There's always a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. You've got to recognize that in your life. When Jesus said that the Spirit is willing but the flesh is weak, we battle that all the time. if you want to respond to someone in an incorrect way, the flesh wants to, but the Spirit is saying not to. There's probably things in your life that you do on a regular basis, or some of us may, that is on a regular basis. I know that's not what God wants me to do. I know the Holy Spirit is telling me not to, but I am doing it anyway. There's a conflict between the flesh and the Spirit. We need to fight that battle through the strength of the Lord, that we can overcome it by the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't beat yourself up. Listen to the Holy Spirit that dwells within your life. You have Jesus living within you today. Do you understand that? You have Jesus living in your life today. The same Jesus that walked this earth is living and walking with you, and He wants to lead and guide and direct your life. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Father, we come before You today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and Father, we thank You so much for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that You have blessed us with it to help us, to comfort us, to bless us with peace and with Your presence. And Father, may we always tune in our tuners to the glorious gospel of Jesus and hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. May we always be in tune with that. May we never walk in that, walk away from that, but always walk in the truth and the grace of Jesus. We praise You, Father, and we glorify You today. Father, we rejoice in this beautiful day that You have given us to come out and lift up the name of Jesus. I pray that You would be with my dear brothers, my dear sisters, the rest of this day, the rest of this week. And Father, we as a congregation give You all glory, all praise. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen. Amen.